This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:06, you are with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition. And for our first story this hour, we are taking a look at what's going on with Plus Malaysia. This is after Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad announced today that the Cabinet has decided not to sell Malaysia's biggest highway concessionaire and instead keep it under the ownership of Khazanah Nasional and EPF.
So there have been a lot of speculation about the potential sale or even takeover of a number of highways in the country, including the North-South Expressway, which is managed by PLUS. This is because, you know, Pakatan had promised to reduce tolls before the last general election, mm-hmm. and people were, you know, hoping or expecting this to be fulfilled. So, four offers had been made to privatise PLUS, but apparently the offers were deemed to be undervaluing the highway concession, which leads to, you know, this decision today.
Instead, PLUS will now stay with Khazanah and EPF, as well as being given a 20-year extension of the toll concession. But 2NM has said that PLUS has to reduce the toll rate by 18%.
Yeah, so I know, trying to think of the math, right? Because it requires an actual analyst to sort of project or predict how this will work. Because it will be extended for 20 years.
Yep.
At a rate of the current rate minus 18%. So including inflation and maintenance fees and maintenance costs, I mean, and the fact that maybe there will be future infrastructure development projects, public transportation projects going across the country. Maybe people will might reduce the use of cars. Mm-hmm. It is yet to be seen how this might affect both Khazanah and EPF. I mean, depending how circumstances change in the future.
Yeah, but it's always been a sort of steady bank of income, right, if you choose to take on the highways. And I think most of the comments I've seen around is that they're welcoming this change, because at least if, let's say, traditionally it has always been seen and viewed that toll concessionaires have been gaining way too much profit, that at least it stays within the coffers of the government, indirectly, of course, through EPF as well as Khazanah. Now, in the budget 2020, the minister, Lim Guan Eng, noted that an 18% discount on toll charges will result in 1.13 billion ringgit in savings for highway users in 2020 and up to 43 billion ringgit over the entire concession period until 2038. Of course, that was during the time before they came to this decision. And it is quite an I guess the morning run, of course, will dive a little bit deeper into the numbers tomorrow. And, you know, just looking at why I think the PLUS is right now in the focus is simply because PLUS just happens to be one of the most PLUS holds some of the most PLUS operates some of the most lucrative highways in the country. So, of course, that includes the North-South Expressway. It has the longest route of 748 kilometers and the highest traffic volume of 550 million vehicles a year. And I think it's so long as we don't yet get a public transport system that is superb, you know, and that will take quite some time to build up the infrastructure and to change the habits of people to get started on using public transport. I think it'll still be a relatively safe bet to keep it, you know, and to make sure that the money still comes in. Because even just in 2019, between January and November 2019, a total of over 500,000 passenger vehicles were sold just between that period. So you can see that year on year, a lot of people are still buying a lot of cars.
Yeah, and even with public transportation, like ETS, right, that goes from north to south of Malaysia, the use of it is still limited. It can only hold so many number of passengers. So when you think about like festive periods, right, people really do need to travel to a different state. If public transportation is limited, then the PLUS highway will be the way that they will use, because it is the sort of like backbone or spine in terms of highways in Malaysia. So it will continue to be very much well used, particularly, for example, by the logistics sector to travel, to, you know, move cargo and stuff.
Yep.
So yeah, it will remain an important highway. I'm just thinking of like, what is the rationale of privatizing it? if you are planning to like reduce tolls, right? Because surely a private actor won't have the incentive to reduce tolls. We want to make money.
Yeah, I think that was the confusion there, right? At some point, because at first they said the understanding was the government wanted to first sell one of their tolls, toll concessionaires, and at the same time also repurchase some of those held by different companies. So I think that messaging was mixed. And till today, I think there's still a bit of uncertainty as mm-hmm. to where they're headed to with that specifically. So we're going to look at this a little bit deeper with Timothy Wong, who's a lecturer at the Department of Economics at the National University of Singapore. Timothy, thanks so much for joining us this evening. For background, how well would you say PLUS has done in its role as the largest toll expressway operator in Malaysia?
From an operation perspective, I think that there are not too many major complaints that the operator is dismal, right? So, I mean, we can say that PLUS does provide some level of service that is maybe satisfactory. There will always be arguments that they could do better, that they could have improved services at a lower cost, which I guess is the point of discussion here today. The one thing I do want to point out, though, is that PLUS has been, with the exception of last year, I think they have been making profits year to year. And so I think that's one of the things that is the government is really narrowing in on with this decision here, is the way that toll rates have been set in the past. It definitely has been the case that with that revenue, PLUS has been able to make money. So the question is, should they be making as much money as they currently are? Will they still be profitable if we lowered rates to the benefit of highway users, right?
And what do you make of the government's decision not to sell PLUS?
Well, yeah, what the government is trying to decide here is ultimately how can we provide the most cost-effective level of service to highway users while at the same time making sure that they don't have to pay too much for it, right? So the idea that they are not selling PLUS seems to make sense to me, because it allows them to maintain not just equity in the company, but also government control over the operator. So through Khazanah and EPF, which are government-controlled entities, they will be privy to all the information about the operator, right? So they can find out through Khazanah and EPF what the input costs are, the level of operational efficiency in PLUS, and they can pressure Khazanah and EPF to make changes in operations in PLUS to make sure that the quality of service to highway users is a good deal, basically. And so I think that's the government approach. It's not the only approach that one could make, but it's a reasonable approach to ensuring that this operator that operates highways on which it basically has monopoly power does not exert too much monopoly power.
Do you think that approach has worked well over the years in terms of creating an efficient system, as you mentioned earlier?
I don't know, to be frank. The reality here is that when it comes to any sort of firm, you can always be more cost efficient. The question is how much pressure has PLUS faced in order to drive that cost efficiency in its operations. And in markets where there's plenty of competition, we don't worry about cost efficiency because we expect the market itself to present challenges. The companies that are not cost efficient go bust, right? With PLUS, though, because it operates highways on which it won't go bust because it's the only operator on that highway, it faces very little competition. It's hard to say whether PLUS is really as cost as efficient as it could be. I think the government's decision to lower tolls here is an indication to PLUS that it thinks that PLUS could do better.
And now Tun Mahathir said that PLUS would have to reduce their toll charges by 18% this year. How big of an impact do you see this having on PLUS?
Well, the 18% reduction in toll is coming with a 20-year extension of contract, right? So to an extent, that's a good thing for PLUS because it gives PLUS some certainty that they will continue to be an operator, the operator on these highways for an extended period of time, which allows them to make different types of decisions, knowing that you will still be operating and receiving revenue on infrastructure for an additional 20 years allows you to make decisions in terms of investment and maintenance of the infrastructure that's a little more long-term. And that might result in some cost efficiency for the operator, right? So if PLUS knows, I get to keep the revenue from this highway for 20 extra years. I'm going to invest in this highway a little bit more rather than rely on short-term fixes to the problems, and I might find some cost savings from that. So it does give Plus, this 18% reduction in toll does give Plus some sort of opportunity to lower costs in easy ways because it has a 20-year extension of contract. But I think we do have to recognize that 18% is not a small sum. So it will put pressure on Plus. If Plus wants to continue to make profits in terms of operations or regain profits in terms of operations, that it will have to find ways to be more operationally more efficient.
So prior to this, there were promises from private entities that if they took over, they would be able to abolish the tolls and reduce toll charges. Practically speaking, could a private entity have been able to effect such significant changes in terms of the tolls?
We shouldn't expect private companies, absent of government regulation, to be benevolent, right? So any of these private companies that are promising you a better deal, we mustn't forget that especially the North-South Expressway, that there is significant amount of monopoly power. So the reason why they want to buy over Plus is because they believe they can make more money off of Plus than the purchase price that they would pay. So would a private entity, absent of government regulation, do any better than Plus currently? I think probably not. Maybe they would be better in terms of maintenance, but you would pay a higher price for it. The reality is unless the government can induce some level of competition into this industry, or if it intervenes in some way by regulating tolls, we shouldn't expect private entities that are unregulated to present the public with a better case.
So what would be the way to introduce competition in this sector?
Right. I mean, so this is sort of the Lim Mong Guaning approach to many things. The Lim Guaning message for many things is open tender, right? So you put out, the government will own the infrastructure to some extent, but they have open bids for firms to operate or maintain the highway for X period of time. And so through that, you receive bids from different private companies who want to operate the highways, these government assets for the duration of the contract, and then you pick the person that provides the best deal, right? So that would be the best way to introduce competition. But as I said earlier, the government's current approach, which is to operate the roads themselves, is not an unreasonable approach. In many countries, governments don't privatize their roads. They operate them themselves. So what the government is doing here by using Khazana and EPF as a means to sort of manage the company that is operating the highway, we can in some way think of that as sort of just government control of the entire highway, and that's not an unreasonable approach to dealing with the monopoly power.
So the lifeline of tolls come from people using the highways. In this case, do you see cars still being the main transport option in the coming decades?
I guess in the really long term, maybe they won't be cars anymore. In 20, 30 years, maybe they'll be electric cars, maybe they'll be buses. But I think road transport, yes, that will continue to be a major means of transportation for Malaysians. The reality is Malaysia's road infrastructure is, for a middle-income country, very well-developed, very pervasive, and very convenient relative to the alternative modes that exist. It will take a long time for the government to build up infrastructure on alternative modes, such as rail, to pose a serious threat to roads. So yeah, I do think that though we will see greater shifts to other modes in the coming years, highways and roads will continue to be a main mode of transport. And so we can expect people to be using highways and thus toll revenues to be streaming in to operators. Yeah.
Timothy, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Timothy Wong, lecturer at the Department of Economics at NUS, speaking to us about the decision not to sell Plus. If you have any thoughts on this, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio, and you can call 7733-2900. You are listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.